The title.
And that's where we leave the World Service here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up before 6. And later today, we begin the author Hanif Qureshi's brutally frank memoir of life after a fall that left him almost completely paralysed. Shattered starts this morning at 11:45. Dr. Sean Williams returns with a new series this week.
On BBC Radio 4.
I think what you'll get from this series is a sense of inspiration.
I said, I'm only 12 years old. And I said, well, what are you doing here? Just looking for someone to sleep. Do you think you'd be able to help me?
Some people can endure really difficult and challenging things and still change their lives, change the way they see themselves and the world.
In that moment, I could have either stayed or I could have run away. But I just stayed because, well, I didn't have anything else.
Life Changing, with me, Dr. Sean Williams, on BBC Sounds and Radio 4, starts this Wednesday morning at 9.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Helen Willetts.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 4th of November 2024. The general synopsis. At midnight, Tropical Storm Patty, 300 miles west of Trafalgar, becoming post-tropical, expected northwest Trafalgar, 1008 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Variable, becoming southerly in Viking, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. South at zero. Northwesterly, backing westerly 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time at first in the east, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher. Northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in far northeast, becoming variable 3 or less, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. German Bite, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the southwest, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in East Humber and 2 elsewhere. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Plymouth and 2 in Portland. Fog patches in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the south. Biscay. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches in north and east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north and east. Fitzroy. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later in south, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, thundery in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in the south. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. South or southeast, 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Bailey, south, backing southeast later 4 to 6, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Faroes and southeast Iceland, southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Iceland and 3 in Faroes, rain or drizzle at times, fog banks developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 4th of November 2024. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 9 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 3, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, north, 1, 7 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 3, 1027, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east by south 3, 5 miles, 1026. Jersey, east 2, fog, 100 metres, 1024, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast by east 3, 1024. Scilly automatic, east by south 3, 13 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, east 2, 22 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east southeast 3, slight drizzle, 7 miles, 1026, falling slowly. And Malinhead, southeast 3, 8 miles, 1024, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and was issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 4th of November, 2024. The general situation. High pressure over central Europe and the North Sea will maintain mainly settled but often cloudy conditions across the British inshore waters during Monday, although the cloud will be thick enough to give a little drizzle in places. The wind will be mostly light or moderate in strength, although locally fresh in some western and northern areas. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, drizzle at times mainly in the north, good, occasionally moderate in the north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less for a time in the south, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southwesterly 2 or 3 later, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less later, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, backing easterly or northeasterly 2 or 3 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, backing easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Ormes Head, including the St George's Channel, southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in the north, mainly fair, good. Great Ormes Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable at 2 at times in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, drizzle at times, mainly in the north, moderate or good. The Isle of Man, southeasterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the North Channel, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in the North Channel, becoming variable 2 at times in the Firth of Clyde. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the west and the south, becoming variable 2 at times in the east, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the south and 2 in the north, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. And finally Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. That's the shipping bulletin. I'll have a general weather forecast in a few minutes. Caroline.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 4th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. The Prime Minister will today announce tens of millions of pounds in new funding to tackle people smuggling gangs. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are targeting crucial swing states on the last day of campaigning in the presidential election. In business, Sainsbury's has announced a price-matching initiative aimed at getting more customers into its convenience stores. And in sport, Manchester United are continuing to struggle as they await the arrival of their new manager. Sir Keir Starmer is to pledge an additional £75 million to deal with what he calls the national threat of people smuggling across the Channel. Most of the money will be spent on surveillance technology and the rest on specialist investigators and prosecutors. The Prime Minister will mark the announcement at the Interpol General Assembly in Glasgow. UK officials are hoping it will be an opportunity to discuss closer working relationships along the length of migrant journeys. Kit Malthouse is the Conservative MP for North West Hampshire and says people smuggling gangs will work around any new measures.
Enforcement is not going to make that much difference until there is a proper deterrent, some kind of returns agreement. The model of the gangs will just change to adapt to whatever the government do. Now, this might raise the risk, but in many ways for a gang, this might be a profit centre. They can say, look, it's higher risk, we can charge a higher price.
The US presidential candidates have been campaigning in states which are most likely to decide tomorrow's election. Donald Trump rallied Republican supporters with promises of lower inflation, while Kamala Harris urged people to lay aside their differences for the good of the country. Polls suggest the result could be extremely tight.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege.
I pledge to listen to people who disagree with me. Because, you see, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy.
More rain is falling in Valencia, the region of Spain devastated by last week's flash floods. More than 200 people died and others remain missing. People have expressed anger at the authorities' response to the disaster, saying they've not received help. During a visit to a badly hit town yesterday, Spain's king, queen and prime minister were pelted with mud. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has said the concept of slavery reparations for former colonial nations is not about paying money. Last month, 56 Commonwealth leaders signed a joint letter saying the time had come for a conversation about reparations. But speaking in the Nigerian port city of Lagos during a tour of Africa, Mr. Lammy said the solution was to deepen partnerships with those countries through trade, investment and growth.
It's not about the transfer of cash. Particularly in a time of a cost of living crisis,